I'm Eric Hodge from WUNC Music. There's a new Come Here and See episode of the Songs We Love podcast coming up after this.
WUNC Music is a place for you to unplug and turn it up. Every day, every hour, there's something new. Learn more about how to enable the custom WUNC smart speaker skill at WUNC.org.
I'm Eric Hodge. This is WUNC Music's Songs We Love podcast. All this year, we're asking people in the music community to pick a song they love that says something about our home state. It's part of our Come Here and See series. 30 years ago this summer, Mac McCann and Laura Balance formed Merge Records in Chapel Hill. They started putting out cassettes and records by local bands they loved.
It wasn't about sounding good or being good at playing your instrument. It was about expressing your love of punk, your political dissatisfaction, and questioning polite society's standard of beliefs. At the time, the advantage of the small town punk rock scene was that it was people making music for their own entertainment, more than to be seen or to be heard.
Those early Merge bands put out records, played local clubs, basement shows, and eventually started touring. But like the label, they weren't thinking about it as a career.
You weren't touring and making money. You were touring and just getting to play your songs for people. And it meant that maybe you made $100 a night, which was enough to get gas and food to get to the next show. But you couldn't get a hotel room. You needed to rely on the hospitality of the people that came to see you. And it really fostered the sense of community.
It was that community that launched bands like Angels of Epistemology. Their song Good and Dead is the focus of this episode of the podcast. Laura Balance says the band had a rotating cast of members and seemingly random instrumentation. There were guitars, drums, vocals, horns, just about anything that made noise.
I may be mistaken about this, but I think that when Angels started, the rule was none of them... They all were playing something that they didn't really know how to play. That was the idea. Though, of course, Jeb and Sarah could play anything.
Laura says they were all friends, which is part of what led to this single being one of the first records Merge put out. The song is Good and Dead, and it came out as a 7-inch in 1990. There are clear references in the song to what else was going on at the time. The band was part of an underground punk scene in the Triangle. The local bands were paired up with touring bands like Black Flag, Honor Roll, and the Minutemen.
At the beginning of the song, there's this really busy bass line that I think is a tribute to Mike Watt, who was also in the Minutemen. So it references the Minutemen from the first second of the song. And then there's mention also of Dee Boone's death. What were the seven last words of Dee Boone on the pavement? We could ask our favorite know-it-all, but he, unlike the fat man, is good and dead. He's good and dead. He's good and dead. He's good and dead. What I hear when I hear Angels of Epistemology is this marriage of their intellects. Like, you can just tell how smart they are by how complicated the songs are. And but also there's all this, they know their history. There's all this folk music influence from all over the world coming through in these songs. But also they're chaotic. The singing is tuneless and strange and sounds wrong, but the more times you listen to it, the easier it is to live with. And I've, you know, this was also an early Merge release that this song was on. And so I've had plenty of time to listen to it.
What were the seven last words of Ethan on the pavement? We could ask our favorite know-it-all, but he, unlike the fat man, is good and dead.
Ballant says the sound has grown on her over the years and is a little nostalgic. Again, this was one of the first records Merge put out, and they've released hundreds more in the 30 years since.
It's more palatable now than it was then. Like much of punk rock. I won't say the Angels of Epistemology are easy to listen to, but they're easier now than they were then.
What were the seven last words of Ethan on the pavement?
Laura Ballant says she's kept up with most of the members of Angels of Epistemology. Sarah Bell is still in the area and is making music. She plays with the bands Shark Quest and Regina Hexaphone. Jeb Bishop moved up to Chicago, where he spent close to 20 years playing in the free jazz scene. Laura says the two of them have talked over the years about the toll the music took on their hearing.
He actually has suffered from ear issues, much like I have. I have tinnitus and hyperacusis, which has led me to not play live with my band anymore.
Laura says she wore earplugs during most of her time in the scene, but something went wrong.
After Superchunk had been around for a couple of years and I realized I wasn't going to be able to make Mac turn his amp down, I started wearing earplugs, and I would angle his amp away from me every chance I, and every time he wasn't looking at me, I would turn it down a little bit and point it away from me. But anyway, I started wearing earplugs a couple of years after the band started and wore them all the time. But I think I must be more sensitive than those guys because they don't complain about having these issues that I do.
That's why Laura Ballant won't be playing live with Superchunk when the band plays for the Merge 30 Festival.
I can play. And I recorded the last album with the band, and I'll continue recording, but I won't play live anymore because it's just too loud. I can't control the situation well enough.
Laura Ballant is the co-founder of Merge Records. The label celebrates its 30th anniversary July 24th through the 28th with a series of concerts at the Cat's Cradle and Carolina Theater in Durham. Laura chose the song Good and Dead by Angels of Epistemology for our Come Here and See series. We're exploring North Carolina one song at a time. This series is being produced in collaboration with the North Carolina Arts Council as a part of their Come Here and See celebration. You can find more episodes of this podcast at WUNCmusic.org, on iTunes, NPR One, and wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Eric Hodge. Next time on the Songs We Love podcast, Andrew Marlin and Emily France from Mandolin Orange join us to talk about the Chatham County Line song, Crop Comes In.
It is a great example of what they do so well as a band and what Dave Wilson does so well as a songwriter. Their songs are so catchy and poppy, but they present them in this really genuine acoustic string band way, and they've really stayed true to that.
Let's go out together into the night. Said a friend Peter had a steady way.
Also next week, we'll hear Mandolin Orange covering a Chatham County Line song. We've got a recording of the duo playing on the porch behind the Eprock Records offices in Hillsboro.
I'll be here for you till the day I die, anything at all. My poor
We're exploring North Carolina one song at a time with a Come Here NC series on songs we love. I'll see you next time.
For anything at all, my porcelain doll.